We begin the current Amud Masechtas Yuma, Daf Dalet. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf and essentially from the beginning of the Masechta, where we had the halacha that the Masechta began with the Zechiv of Afrasha of separating the Kohen Gadol that's going to be doing the Avodah in Yom Kippurim 7 days beforehand. So we had a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what is the source for this halacha? Where do we know this, that you have to separate the Kohen 7 days before? There's one opinion that says that it's learned out from Sinai, that just like we find by Har Sinai, that there was a separation 7 days before coming into the Machna Shechina, so too by Yom Kippurim. The other limud was that we learned it out from the Miluim, just like by the Miluim, before the Avodah was done by the Kohen Gadol, by the Kohen for the first time in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, they had to separate 7 days before. So too we learned out that you find the same halacha regarding the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. So now the Gemara continues this discussion, this machlik is between Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Where do you learn it out from? From Miluim or from Sinai? So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, he says, B'shloime l'didi, it's very well understood according to my opinion, that what? The Alfina Mimiluim, I learned out that where do we know the separation of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim 7 days before? From Miluim, as we learned on the previous stuff, as the Gemara will bring a brice that will support both the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, as we'll explain later on. So he says, I know it from Miluim. Now, Hainu D'Tanya, now that makes sense now, why this that we learn in the Brice that says Zeh V'Zeh, both the Kohen Gadol that's doing the Avodah in Yom Kippurim, and the Kohen that does the Avodah with the Parah Adumo, which is the one that burns the ashes, Maznulav Kol Shiva. The halacha is that we spray on them all 7 days that they're being separated, that they're sequestered before they're doing their Avodah, 7 days before we spray on them, Mikol Chatoyesh HaYisham, from all the chatoyis, which are reference to all the paradumas that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is because from every single paraduma that was ever made, they would take some of the ashes and put it away for a mishmeres, to a commemoration for that afer that they would put in the chel, an area in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how it's brought in Masechtas Parah. And Rashi actually says that he has the Messiah that the afer parah that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made never disappeared. It was always there. So therefore, they would take from all these ashes and they would spray it on both the Kohen Gadol every year before Yom Kippurim on those 7 days and whenever they would be making a new paraduma on that Kohen. Now, so that makes sense why we do Hazah, the Havinami Hazah b'miluim, because there was also Hazah by the Avodah of the Miluim. And that is, again, I'm saying, where do I know this Hafrasha and all the components of it? We know it from Miluim. Now, Miluim had Hazah, as it says in the Parashah Miluim, for all the 7 days. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Perikhas that says V'yaz al aron, that they sprayed an aron, and it says that Shibis Yami Yimali Sadim, that for 7 days they did this, that is for all 7 days they did like they did the first day, and just like we say by the first day that they sprayed in him, all 7 days they sprayed in him. And therefore, if I'm learning out the Hafrash of Kohen Gadol from there, and so too for Paraduma has the same type of halacha, so then we're going to say that you're going to have to do Hazah. El didach the yalfid misina beyurish lakish, that you learn out as it was discussed in the previous staff, he didn't hold you could learn out from Miluim. Rather, he learned that the hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before is learned from the hafrasha of Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai. But then hazah b'sinai mihavi, was there any hazah sprinkling of on a person 7 days before that there should be a requirement of hazah on the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim 7 days before? Why, if we're learning from Sinai and there was no hazah, why do we say that there's a hazah of purification for the 7 days of Afrasha by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim? So Amalei, so Rish Lakish responded to Rabbi Yochanan and says, what do you mean, ul'tamech minicha? And according to your opinion, you think it makes sense? It says, b'miluim dam. By the miluim, yes, there was hazah. So you're saying, so Yom Kippurim also has hazah. But what did they spray by the miluim when the first time they did avodah with Aron HaKohen? Was they sprayed dam, as it says in the pasuk, blood. Hachamayim, here it's water. So how could you compare the two halachas? Yes, they have the tzad hashav, the common denominator that they're sprinkling. But it's a sprinkling of blood, and so why would we do over here by the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim for those 7 days? We'd be sprinkling them these water that have these ashes, the paradum inside of it. So that, the Gemara answers, holy kash, no, that response you give me, Rish Lakish, that's not a difficulty. The Tanur Reb Chiya, like Reb Chiya taught later in the Braisa, the Gemara will quote shortly this Braisa, that nichnesu mayim tachas dam, that the water, these paraduma ashes, that this liquid that's being thrown on as a tahara process for the 7 days of the Kohen Gadol beforehand, that takes the place of the blood. So although generally it was originally blood, but that transitioned into water. El didach, but according to you, hazab b'sina mihavya, did you even have any sprinkling to say that it transitioned into anything? There was no sprinkling by Sinai. So why is there a requirement, as we learned the Braisa, to have a hazah by the Kohen Gadol for the 7 days before Yom Kippurim? So Malaysia, Rish Lakish responded, Maila Ba'alma. Similar to how Rabbi Yochanan responded to a different question on the previous daf, that it was just a mila, that as we said in the previous daf regarding the paraduma, it was just a mila. It wasn't an intrinsic halacha. It's just a mila that we said, as we said paraduma, we require certain milas in tahara because of the fact that they purposely made it with a tefillah yom, which is a lower level of tahara. So they want the people to be careful. And regarding Yom Kippurim, that you're asking the question, why is there Hazal by Yom Kippurim if I'm learning it from Sinai and there's no Hazal over there? That was just an honor for someone that's coming into the Machne Shechina. He's entering into the Kachay Kachim. So that's why we required a Hazal. But you're right, Mitzad de Ikar Halacha, since the Limud is from Sinai, like I'm telling you, there really is no intrinsic requirement for Hazal. It's just a Ma'ala Be'amah. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavased Rabbi Yechanan, we have a brisa supporting Rabbi Yechanan that the limit for the afrasha of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippurim is learned out from the Miluim, which again was after the Shivas HaMiluim that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, then the eighth day, which is called Shemini LaMiluim, was the first day that Aaron HaKohen and the Kohen were doing the Avodah, that was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's where we learn out the hafrasha that Aaron had for 7 days before he did the Avodah that one day. And that's where we know the Kohen Gadol had to be separated 7 days before he does the Avodah Yom Kippurim. And Tanya Kavased Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Brisa supporting Rosh Lakish that he learns it from Sinai. So the Gemara elaborates. Tanya Kavased Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, which a pasuk in Beyikra, which talks about the Avodah by Yom Kippurim. So there it says Bezois. Now Bezois is an extra pasuk, as the Gemara will explain later, to make a drasha and to make the following drasha, and this is where we're going to know that there's a chiv of Hafrasha 7 days before. It says in the pasuk, Bezois Yaveh Aaron Al Kodesh. With this, Aaron HaKohen could come into the holy areas. That's a reference to the Kachay Kachim. Now, what's with this? So the Brisa says, "B'masha Amar B'inyan," with what is said in this topic, which means to say that these halachas that are required somewhere else is with what Yavei Aaron HaKodesh. That's how he could come into the holy sanctuary, into the Kachay Kachim, into the Devir. So the question of the Brisa is, "Mahi?" Which topic is it that it tells us what this is that he could come into the Kachay Kachim on Yom Kippurim? So on that the Brisa answers, which is like Rabbi Yechanan, B'inyan de Miluim. That is from the topic of Miluim, that's what Bezois is referring to say just like what was by Miluim, with this Aaron could come into the Kachay Kachim every year in Yom Kippur. Now, Uma Amar B'inyan Miluim, what is said? What is the prerequisites that's net mentioned in the Miluim that will tell us how he could come into the Kachay Kachim? That's Aaron Pirish Shiva, V'shimish Yemechad. We had Aaron being separated, sequestered 7 days before, and then he served for 1 day, which was the eighth day, the Shemini LeMiluim, which was when Aaron did the Avodah, as it says in Vayikra Perek Tes, Karvel Mazbech. That's when he finally did the Avodah. U'Moshe Masal Kol Shivim, for all 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving him over the halachas that he's going to have to know to do the Avodah. Kedi Lachancha B'Avodah, so that he can inaugurate, that he could teach him all the halachas that he's going to have to know for the Avodah. V'Avla Dairis, and that's the lima that is teaching us for future generations too. That Kohen Gadol Peiris Shiva U'Meshamash Yemechad. He also separates for 7 days and then he does the Avodah that one day of Yom Kippurim. U'Shnei Tamid Chachamim Tamid Dev Shemesha. And similarly, that there's two Talmudic scholars who are the students of Meisha. Lafuket Tzedukin, which that's coming to exclude from the Tzedukin, the Sadducees, that they didn't believe in the oral law and they did different things, that they changed the Avodah of the Keteris on Yom Kippurim, as the Gemara will bring later on, Dafnon Gimel Med Aleph, that they would put the Keteris on the fire when they were still outside, not inside the Kachay Kachim, and then they would bring it in like that already on the fire, which was not how the oral law, how the Torah Shabbat Peh tells us to do it, but rather that it should be done inside the Kachay Kachim. So we didn't have Tzedukim teaching him the Avodah, but rather two Tamid Chacham students of Moshe Rabbeinu that were Meisrim LeKol Shiva, that were giving over to the Kohen Gadol the halachas that he had to know for all of the 7 days that he had his Hafrasha, so that they could teach him the halachas that he could have to know to do the Avodah. Now the Brisa says for me, this is what we say, which is said in our Mishnah, that Shibas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, that 7 days before Yom Kippurim, Mefrish and Kohen Gadol Mibeis Lishkas Parhedrin, that they separate a Kohen Gadol from his house 7 days before, and they put him into the chamber of the Parhedrin. Now, Kashem Shem Mefrish and Kohen Gadol, and just like they do the Hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol. Now, this is what the Brisa is about to say. He's not learned that from Pesukim. This that we said that we know the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippurim, which that is learned out from the Pesukim of Bezois, so too there's a Maila Ba'alma that Kach Mafrishin, so too they separate Kohen HaServis HaParah, so too they separate the Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma, Lelishka Shalpnei Abir Tzafayim Ezracha, they put him in the chamber, in the area that's in front of the Beis HaMikdash, that's on the northeastern corner. As we said before, Kachem Yechon himself, who this price is like, doesn't hold that the Paraduma is learned out from the pasuk. Ve'echad zeh. Now, either one of these, mazon lav kol sheva, they spray them all 7 days, as we mentioned this before. Bekol chatoy shayisham, from all the paradumas that they had, all the ashes that they had put aside from all them that they ever had made. Now, and the Brisa forewarns. Ve'im time, if you're going to say bimilum dam hochamayim, which was the question Rosh Lakish had asked, wait a second. If we're learning out the halachas of Yom Kippurim from miluim, and that's where we know the hafrash is from, and if you're learning up hazah that you have to spray on the kohen that's doing the avayda, so just like by milum there was blood, but here we're saying you do it with water. Amrit, so then what you have to say is nichnusu mayim tachas dam, that water takes the place of the blood, but it's a transition, but it's still the same halachas as the milum. Va'imran, then there's another pasuk that says in Mayikra, kasha asa bayom hazeh, like it's being done today, which is in reference to the milum. So tziva Hashem lasses l'chapar lechem sotu, Hashem has commanded for you to create an atonement for yourselves, which we brought this drush on the previous daf. Lasos elu ma'isa parah. When it says to do, it means a reference to the ma'isa parah. And as we said, that's a ma'ila ba'alma. It's not really the source for the halacha, as the Braisa itself said before. And l'chapar, to create an atonement, elu ma'isa Yom Kippurim, that is for the activities that are done in Yom Kippurim. As we said, that this Braisa supports Rabbi Yechanan. And this is where we know the hafrasha of the Kayin Galus, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, we learn it out from Miluim. Now the Gemara asks on the Braisa. Bahai Bezois. Now, the way the Braisa interpreted Bezois, that word Bezois is the support for the halacha which Bezois Yabai Aaron is told about by the Avoida on Yom Kippurim. With what can he come in? Oh, it means in reference to what was done by the Miluim. So the Gemara asks, that Bezois cannot teach you regarding what, the hafrasha that was done by the milum, that they were separated 7 days before, because if you read a pasuk chumash, you see that the word bezais is necessary for what the text is saying itself. It says in context, b'parbim bakr lachatas va'ayla oyla. It says bezais with this Aaron HaKohen could come in, and then the pasuk tells us with what, with a young bull for a chatas and a ram for a karban oyla. So how can we say bezais means a reference to this, a reference to something else by a parsha milum, when the pasuk tells you what this means? It means bringing these following karbanas. So now the Gemara answers Amri. They said, "Ila karban luchudei." If the pasuk, when it was talking about bezais, was a reference to the karbanas that the pasuk then tells us what they are, but then lemakra bezeh, it should have said with this or be'ela or with these. My bezais. Why did it say bezais? Because bezais is a lashon nekeva. It's a female context. Now the par and ayah that's written afterwards are not females. And therefore, if it was in reference to them, it should have said bezeh or be'ela. So shama minar, from there we learn that it's in reference to the inyan of the miluim, which that prisha, the separation, is a lashon nekeva, is a female context. And therefore we learn, tarti, we learn two halachas. With bezeis, says there's two things that he needs to come in. Yes, the karbanis, as it tells us, but also the female terminology of bezeis tells us that he also have the parsha, which is the hafrasha of the miluim, which that is a lashon nekeva. Now the Gemara asks another question on the Braisa. Maybe Yomer. Why does the Braisa say, and also there's a pasuk where it says that Lasis L'chaper Aleichem, that L'chaper Aleichem comes to tell you the Afrasha of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim 7 days before, as we learned from Miluim, why do you need a pasuk? You just said a Bezais teaches you the Afrasha of 7 days, so why do you need another pasuk to learn Yom Kippurim from the Parsha of Miluim? So that the Gemara says, because the Braisa wants to forewarn that B'chi Tema, if you're going to say Yom Kippurim kamahu debay prisha. Maybe it was only the first Yom Kippurim ever, then you needed to do prisha. Kedash kachan b'milum, like we find by milum, that was a one-time thing. Maybe here also was a one-time thing. Av Yom Kippurim diyam alay, maybe every Yom Kippurim for future generations, you don't need to be separated 7 days before. That's why we needed to say another limit of l'chaper, which it says, ashatziva, that was telling you for the generations, that you even have to be separated for the future generations. Inami, another pshat, why we need another pasuk, was because maybe Kohen Gadol kamahu debay prisha. Maybe only the first Kohen Gadol ever in history, which is a reference to Aaron himself, maybe all the days that he was alive, yes, he needed prisha for all the future Yom Kippurims that he was doing. Ava Kohen Gadol b'yalma, but maybe a regular Kohen Gadol, in other words, for future generations, loy, maybe it wouldn't apply, because it was only said to Aaron. Maybe for future Kohen Gadols it wouldn't apply. Tashema, that's where the pasuk comes. The Braisa brings the pasuk that says Kasha Asa V'chulu, that tells you that for future generations you also have L'chaper, that for the atonement of the Yom Kippurim you also need to have Afrasha 7 days like we had by the Menorah. So again, that was the braisa that supported Rabbi Yechanan, that the limud for the afrash of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before, which is what a mesechta started off with, is learned off from the parasha Milum. However, Tani Kavaseidi Rish Lakish, we have a braisa that says and supports Rish Lakish's opinion that we learn out the hafrasha from Sinai, which is Moshe. There's a machlokes in the braisa. Says as follows. First opinion says, Moshe Ola Ba'anan. Moshe went up in the clouds. V'niskas Ba'anan, he was concealed by the clouds. V'niskadish Ba'anan, and he was sanctified in the clouds. K'dei l'kabul Torah li'Yisrael b'kedusha. And the reason why he had the sanctification before he went up to Shemayim was so that he could accept the Torah for Klal Yisrael with sanctity, with holiness. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk in Shemayim. Now, before we say this pasuk in Shemayim, we're going to quote the pasuk in Perek Chaf Dalet, pasuk Tezayin, because there is this machlokes regarding how to interpret the pshat, the little translation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yishkin kaveda Hashem al Har Sinai." Hashem's had His honor, His glory rest on Mount Sinai. "Vayichaseyu ha'anan sheishes yamim," and the clouds covered for 6 days. "V'yikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'im teichan," and Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day from within the clouds. So in that, the first opinion mentioned, the Braisa says, the reason why, how I know that Moshe Rabbeinu went after Matan Torah, he went and then he was concealed, and that he went up and he was sanctified in the clouds before he went up to Shemayim for the 40 days to get the Torah, was because it says in the Pasuk, it says, V'yishkin kaved Hashem al Har Sinai, it says that Hashem had His honor rest on Mount Sinai. Zehoyim ma'isa achar aseres adibris. This pasuk took place after the Ten Commandments were given on Har Sinai. Shahayu tchil l'arbaim yom, which these 6 days, again after Mount Torah, whether it is on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan, these 6 days were after that, because they were the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu spent up in Shemayim to get the Torah, to bring them down, the rest of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Now, the discussion is going on over here is that he's saying that you cannot say vayichaseihu, that it covered, the clouds covered, that it covered the mountain, and that it wasn't covering Moshe like he said. And then what would you say the 6 days are? That the 6 days were the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan up until, from when they came to Sinai, which was on Rosh Chodesh, up until Matan Torah, and that there was no separation from Moshe Rabbeinu at all for those 6 days, which was from Rosh Chodesh Sivan up until the time of Shavuos, of when the Torah was given, because those 6 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy. He wasn't separated in one place. He was going up and down from Shemayim because he had to tell them about separating from the wise and the mitzvah of Hagbalah, of making a boundary that no one should bypass when the Torah was being given on Har Sinai. So on that, Rabbi Yosi HaGalili is saying that, no, don't say that. Because this story took place after Shavuos, after Mount Torah, after that Aseres HaDibros, which was the beginning of the 40 days when he entered the Machne Shechina, in the reference when he went up to Shemayim to be with Hashem to accept the rest of the Torah. Now that opinion, Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, supports Rish Lakish, as the Gemara will elaborate on Amud Beis, because here you see a hafrasha of Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days before he's going up to Shemayim, before you enter Machne Shechina. So the same thing Rish Lakish says, just like by Sinai, so too you have to have by Yom Kippur. Now, although there it says 6 days and not seven, that Rish Lakish already discussed on the bottom of the previous Amud Beis, where it said that that's a reference to a different tumah that could come when he has Tashmish Mita with his wife. But the Ikra Limud is learned out from Har Sinai. Now, the Gemara will explain on Amud Beis, where do we see clearly in the Pasuk, like Rabbi Yosi HaGalili is trying to say, that this story took place after the Aseres HaDibros. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, and that opinion is the opinion that supports Rish Lakish, that you see a hafrasha of Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days before he goes into the Machne Shechina, which took place after Mount Tair. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, he says, no, the story is a whole different story in the Pasuk. This Pasuk took place before the Aseres HaDibros, before Mount Tair. The 6 days that it mentions in the Pasuk are the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh up until Mount Tair. On the seventh day is when they accepted the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu and the entire Jewish people, they were all standing there to accept the Aseres HaDibros, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Makkos, that Anochi and Lo Yielecha, the first two of the Ten Commandments, everybody heard it from Hashem. Then afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchas, to get the rest of the Torah, and there was no separation of Moshe separately from the rest of the people, because everybody was there for those 6 days, and even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't separated those 6 days. He was up and down, coming, getting the Torah, getting messages from Hashem to tell them to separate from the wives in Hagbalah. And after that, he went straight up for 40 days. So Reb Kiva says, the interpretation of the Pasuk is as follows. V'yishkin kved Hashem, that Hashem rested His honor, that was Mirish Chaydish. That was from the beginning of the month of Sivan, when they came to the area of Har Sinai. That was from Mirish Chaydish. We continue on to Amud Beis. Now, when it says V'yichesehu Anan, that the cloud covered it, that was Lahar. That was the mountain of Sinai that was being covered, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because as we said before, all those 6 days, he was going up and down from Shemayim early in the morning to tell them all the different things. The Asher Isim, Asher Sisil Mitzrayim, you should tell them. And Moshe Rabbeinu went back to tell Hashem everything. And the following day he says, Lech Lama and Bekidashta. And then the next day it says, Reid Ha'ed Ba'am. So every day he was there, he wasn't sequestered. So rather, it was the clouds that were covering the mountain. Now when it says, V'yikra Moshe, that it called to Moshe, really, it wasn't that he was calling to Moshe, because it wasn't after he was sequestered and Hashem was talking just to him. Rather, it was Moshe v'chol Yisrael Emden. It was Moshe Rabbeinu and the entire Jewish people. They were all standing there because Rabbi Akiva is learning that it's a reference to this, to the seventh of Sivan, which is when the Torah was given, that he called to Moshe, he called to everybody. But v'leib ha'kasa, the pasuk is not coming to say when it says v'yikra al Moshe, that it sounds like that it was only calling to Moshe. L'chala kavel l'Moshe was just giving a separate honor for Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was talking to everybody. He just says he was talking to Moshe as if to give an honor to Moshe, but really he was talking to everyone because that was what Har Sinai was. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The last two opinions in the Braisa, they hold like Rabbi Yisai Glili. That's Reb Nosson, I mean, he says, and Reb Nosson holds like Rabbi Yisai Glili, that there was a separation of Moshe for the 6 days after Matan Torah. However, it's not like Rish Lakish. You can't learn from here to other people that were going into the Machane Shechina that they require a Prisha, because this Prisha was only that Loi Baha Kosev, the Pasuk was not coming to teach you, which is the Halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be separated for 6 days before he went up into the Machane Shechina, El Lamarik Achilo B'Shtish B'Meyev, it was only to purge his stomach from the food and drink that he had in his physical body, L'Sumik HaMalach HaSharas, to make him as if he was from the ministering angels like a Malach. That was the purpose of this 6 days, to cleanse him. But generally, a kain or kain gadol that's going to do the avodah doesn't need a cleansing to take out all the food and drink in his body, because we are humans. And therefore, yes, although it's like a Rabbi Segli that was afterwards and it was a prisha, however, it would not support Rish Lakish because they held that you can't learn from here to anywhere else. Similarly, Rabbi Yasser ben Charashimer, he also holds like a Rabbi Segli that the prisha of Moshe was for 6 days after and to separate him from everyone else. However, Loi Baha Kosav Ella Aymalov, the Torah and the separation was only coming to instill fear in him, to that he should, when he's by himself and he'll have time to contemplate and to think about that he's going into the Machne Shechina, he'll have that Ema, V'yira. That was the purpose, again, not like Rish Lakish. You can't learn out that every time you go into Machne Shechina, you require it. It was unique over here. And the reason was, Kadesh Tei Torah Nitenes Be'ema. And the reason why was so that the Torah should be given with fear, beresis, with trembling, uvizeya, and with quaking. Shnei, like it says in the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, says in the Pasuk at Tehillim, that you should serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'rada, and you should rejoice with trembling. Now, what does it mean, my v'gilu b'rada, what does it mean, rejoice with trembling? That's what it means regarding what we're talking about, b'makim gila. In the place of rejoicing, which was what the Matan Torah, when we received the Luchais, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim and Perek Yotes, Pekudi Hashem Yisham, the commandments of Hashem are upright, Misam Chilev, they make the heart rejoice. Sham Tehei Rada, that's where there should be trembling. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was separated, not because anytime you're going to Machane Shechina like Rish Lakish says, but rather because he was going to accept the Torah, it has to be Be'ema, Be'resis of Isaiah. That's why he was separated, so that there should be Ma'ayim Alav. And that's because b'makom gila, where there's that rejoicing, getting the Torah, there also has to be ra'ah, there has to be trembling. So now that's the brisa that supported Rish Lakish. Again, that was the opinion of Rabbi Yisai Glili, and we had a brisa that supported Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara asks on this last brisa that was quoted to support Rish Lakish. So we had this four-way machlekes. Now the main machlekes was Rabbi Yisai Glili and Rabbi Kiva regarding the interpretation of the pasuk. Was it before Matan Torah? Was it after Matan Torah? And the different components of the pasuk. So the Gemara asks, but my commitment to Rabbi Yisai Glili, Rabbi Kiva. With what do they exactly argue about? In other words, with what do they do to support their opinions if they're going to interpret the pasuk as before or after Matan Torah? You could really say either one. They both have legitimate explanations for the pshat in the pasuk. Was it covering Moshe, the cloud? Was it covering the mountain? Was it 6 days before Matan Torah? Was it after Matan Torah? Why do they have their each individual opinions? So now the Gemara says, "Beplukta d'ana tanoi." Truthfully, their machlokes depends on the machlokes of the following tanoim. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. There is a machlokes when Matan Torah actually was. So the Braisa says, B'shisha b'chidish nitna Tor Yisrael. So the Tanna Kama says that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan to Klal Yisrael. That's when they got the Aseres HaDibros. And the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos and Perek Rabbi Akiva brings the sources for each opinion, why it is that way. But the Braisa quotes their opinions and says that it was on the 6th of Sivan that they got the Torah. Rabbi Yisrael Yomer B'shiva B'ar. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it was on the 7th of Sivan that they received the Torah. So now the Gemara explains, and Rashi says it was brought parenthetically over here, and it's really related to the Gemara later on, which is just to demonstrate that according to all opinions, the 40 days were completed on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, which is when Moshe Rabbeinu was late to come, and the Jewish people thought that he's not coming, and they made the Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. So the Gemara just demonstrates right now that number 40 will be completed by Shiva Aser B'Tammuz according to everybody. And that's because Mandam and Beshisha, according to one that says it was on the 6th of Sivan that they got the Torah. So Beshisha Nitna, it was given on the 6th. Ubeshvi Allah, and Moshe Rabbeinu only went up to Shemayim on the 7th to then get the Luchos, and that's when he waited for the 40 days. And we take out the Girsa of the parentheses. Mandam Beshivan, the one that says that it was on the 7th of Sivan that Hashem gave the Torah. So Beshivan Nitna, on that same day, that on the 7th when it was given, Ubeshvi Allah, and that same day was on the 7th when he went up. Now the Girsa takes out the words that are in the brackets. We continue. So now the Gemara explains this machlokes tanoim, when the Torah was given, is the source and the reason for the opinions of Rabbi Yisrael Gluli and Rabbi Akiva in the interpretation of the pasuk, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Gluli Savolo Katanakam. Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds like the Tanakama, Dama that he says, as we just quoted, Beshisha b'chedesh nitna Torah. When was the Torah given? On the 6th of Sivan. Now Hilkach, therefore, you have to say in interpreting the pasuk that Shisha Yamin, when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was sequestered for 6 days and then on the 7th day, obviously, Zehoya Maisa Achar Aseres HaDibros. You have to say in the interpretation of the pasuk that it was told in regards to Moshe and that it was after the Ten Commandments, after Mount Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was separated for 6 days, and then, as he had interpreted, means on the 7th day, then he went up to get the Luchos, to get the rest of the Torah for those 40 days. Because that's the interpretation of the pasuk now. V'yishkun kveid Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem rested His on Har Sinai. V'yichesuha anan sheishes yom, and then the cloud covered it for 6 days. What's it? L'maisha. It means it covered Maisha. That means that's the Hafrasha, like Rish Lakish's opinion, which is a basic Lil's opinion. V'yikral Maisha b'yamashi, then he called Maisha on the 7th day, l'kabuli shar Torah, to accept the rest of the Torah. Now, how do I know that? Because the Isok Adaita, because if he would entertain to say V'yishkin Kved Hashem B'Resh Chayidish, like the way Rabbi Akiva interpreted the pasuk, that it meant Hashem rested His honor, His glory was from Resh Chayidish, V'yichesuha Anan Lahar, and when it says that the cloud covered, it means it covered the mountain, Mount Sinai, and V'yikra Moshe B'Meshvi, when it says that Hashem, that Moshe was called on, that Hashem called to Moshe on the 7th day, L'kibuli Aseres HaDibros, it means to accept Aseres HaDibros, and it was with everybody. But according to the pshat that he's going like Rabbi Yosef Gluli, like the Tanakama, that it was on the 6th of Sivan, but HaKabilu Lahu Mishisha, they already accepted the Torah on the 6th of Sivan, like Rabbi Yosef Gluli said, and that's the opinion that he's going like the Tanakama, that it was on the 6th of Sivan, V'Hastalakanan Mishisha, the clouds have already removed from the 6th, and therefore, what is going on the 7th day? That then he's calling Moshe. How could you say on the 7th day he's calling Moshe to accept the Torah? The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. So obviously you can't say this pasuk was talking about before. It must be talking about after Mount Torah. And that's where he learns up the halacha and the interpretation of the pasuk of a frasha of 6 days before one goes into the Machnas Shechina. Rabbi Akiva saw like Rabbi Yisi. However, Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yisi, like the other opinion in that brisa. The Amma that he says, B'shiva b'chedesh n'tar l'Yisrael. On the 7th of Sivan was when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when it says the 7th, then he called Moshe, it means the 7th of the month, which was Matan Torah. And that's why he could, and he does, interpret the pasuk that was a reference to the mountain being covered. There's no hafrasha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right after Matan Torah, he went straight up for 40 days. And beforehand was 6 days. And then the 7th day, yes, was when the Torah was given to everybody. Now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Rabbi Akiva. Now it's very well understood according to Rabbi Akiva that he says there was no separation of Moshe Rabbeinu over there at all. And therefore, not before, because he was going up and down from Shemayim and telling the Jewish people and going back up and telling Hashem. And afterwards, there was the 40 days and nothing more. So therefore, the completion of the 40 days was on Shiva Aser of Tammuz. So Hayin de Mishkachas, Shiva Aser b'Tammuz, Nishtar b'Aluchas. That makes sense for the calculation that from after Matan Torah, there was 40 days that until Moshe Rabbeinu came, which was on Shiva Aser, that when he broke the luchas, when he saw that they already made the egel. And the calculation is because you have Esther and Varbor de Sivan, you have 24 days of Sivan, because you have already 6 days that already passed from Sivan. Now, on the seventh day, according to both opinions, whether Torah was given on the sixth or seventh, and that's what we had already explained previously in the Gemara, that everyone agrees that, however, on the seventh is when he went up to Shemayim. Now, however many hours it was that on the seventh, because he didn't go up, at least according to one opinion, early in the morning, that's when they gave the Torah, however many hours he went up on the seventh, that's how much he had waited on the 17th of Tammuz to come back down, to make it a complete 40 days. So on the seventh, he went up. So you have the 6 days, the first 6 days that he of Sivan that was not up in Shemayim, but on the seventh is when he went up. So you have from the sixth throughout to the end of the month, you have 24 days of Sivan. Veshitza de Tammuz, and you have the 16 days of Tammuz. And then, as we said, the seventh of however many hours he was down here, that's how many he made up on the 17th, and that's when he came down on the 17th of Tammuz. So Malulhu Arban Yoimin to have a Bahar. So that completes that there was 40 days that it was on the top of the mountain. Accepting the Torah from Hashem. Ubishivsa b'tamas nachas, and then he came down from the mountain, which when he was covered by the Shechina, he came down on the 17th of Tammuz, va'asa b'tavrin luchas, and he came down, and he broke the luchas. So that makes sense according to Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Galili, the Amar, Shisha, the Prisha, that he says there were 6 days first, after Matan Torah, that he had to be sequestered for 6 days before he went into the Machna Shechina, and then he got the rest of the Torah, which was Va'abon Dehar, the 40 days on the mountain. But then at Esrim Betlas Betam is late for Luchas. That means to say that the Luchas shouldn't have been broken until the 23rd day of Tammuz, because you have to add on another 6 days from 17 to 6 would make it 23, because you didn't have the 40 days before having a 6 days of separation. Now the Gemara says, Amlach Rabbi Yosef Galili, that Arbo in Dehar Bahadi Shisha de Prisha. The 40 days on the mount included the 6 days that he was sequestered. So in the sense, it was only like 34. Days that he was there in Machna Shechina. He had 6 days out of the 40, which was when he was sequestered, and then the rest of it was when he got to Torah, and therefore, according to him also, the calculation would come out that on Shiva Asa Tammuz was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he saw the eagle, and they broke the luchas. Now, the Gemara goes back to something that was mentioned before in the Braisa, Amamar, Bekiva had said that Vayikra al-Moshe, the way he interpreted the Pasuk, Vayikra al-Moshe, it was really talking about before, the 6 days were from Rosh Chodesh Sivan up until when the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. And when it says it called to Moshe, it was really Moshe v'chol Yisrael Amdin. It wasn't just Moshe. It was Moshe and the entire Jewish people that were standing there. So the Gemara says, Messayel Rebbe Elazar, that supports the same thing that Rebbe Elazar had said. Damer Rebbe Elazar said, the Yikra Moshe, when it says that he called to Moshe, really Moshe v'chol Yisrael Amdin. By the Kabbalah Zatara, it wasn't just Moshe that was getting it. It was Moshe and the entire Jewish people that were standing there by the foot of Har Sinai. However, the Pasuk was only coming to separate a unique honor to Moshe by saying that he was talking to Moshe. Now, everyone's listening, but it's saying that he's calling to Moshe, but that's because of Kavod, just to give him, but really it was talking to everybody. Now, this is the Gemara asked Meisve. Learned in the Braisa that technically it could have said in the Pasuk, which the Braisa is about to quote, Kail Loi, that the voice came to him with a Loi, with Lamed Vav. However, yet the Pasuk in Midbar says, Koil a love, that the voice came to him. Now, it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Zayin, V'yishma esakul midabar, that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice that was talking to him. Now, it could have easily just said, but the koil loy, the voice that came to him. Now, why did you use a love? So that comes to teach you that Moshe Shama, that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice of Hashem, v'chal Yisrael loy Shama, however, the entire Jewish people did not hear. That the voice only went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And now this is not by Har Sinai, this is by the Oil Mayid, from when the Mishkan was set up, and then the voice of Hashem would speak to him from above the Kapiris, which was on the Aron, by the Aron, that the voice was not heard to Kol Yisrael. It was only heard to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's because, as the Pasuk says, V'yishmes HaKol Ba'Oil Mayid, that's in the beginning of the Pasuk, and it says, V'vo'a Lol Mayid, so it says that he heard the voice. But the difficulty is still the same. When Hashem spoke, who heard? Was it only Moshe, as it seems indicated by the Oil Mayid? Or was it the entire Jewish people, as they just interpreted Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Kiva, that everyone heard? It was just an honor to Moshe. So that thing gives two truths. Loi kasha, habesinai haboil mayid. By Sinai, yes, everybody heard. And this that he called to Moshe was just as a cover to Moshe. But in the Yael Ma'id, in the tent of the meeting, in the Mishkan, that is where only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, as the Pasuk says, Koy Leilav. Or if you want, you could say, that Loi Kasha. Habekriya Habedibur. When there was a calling, that is where, as the Pasuk says, by Har Sinai, Vayikra Moshe, that everybody heard. When there was a speech, when there was a Dibur, that is where only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, as the Pasuk says, Midaber Eilav, that it says, Koy Leilav, the voice went just to him. Now, related to this topic, the Gemara brings that Reb Zreka Rami Kroy Kamei Reb Elazar. Reb Zreka posed a contradiction of the following psukim to Reb Elazar. Some say that Reb Zreka said that Reb Elazar Rami, that Reb Elazar posed the following contradiction. On the one hand, Ksiva says in the Pasuk, V'lo yochel Moshe lovei al oil moed, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to come into the oil moed, into the Mishkan, ki shochan olav ha'anan, because the cloud was resting on top of it. So it means to say when the cloud is there, he cannot go in. Yet Yechsevet says another pasuk in Shemais, V'yava Moshe b'teichan, and Moshe Rabbeinu came into the cloud. So can he go into the cloud, or could he not go into the cloud? So that the Gemara answers, Malamet shetavsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, that comes to teach you that, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed a hold of Moshe, V'yavi b'anan, and then he pulled him, and he brought him into the into the cloud. So yet he couldn't go in, but he came in because Hashem brought him in. Another pshat the Gemara brings, the Be'er B'Shmol Tana, Nemer kan b'teich. Here in the pasuk where it says that he actually went in, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came b'teicha anan, inside, through the cloud. V'nemel halon b'teicha. It also says over there regarding the Jewish people by the Yamsuf, it also uses the terminology that through, within. As it says in the pasuk Yishmais, v'yivoyu b'nei yisol b'teicha yam, that the Jewish people came within the sea. Now, malahal and shvil, just like over there by Kriyas Yamsuf, by the splitting of the Red Sea, that there was a path. So like it says in the pasuk, "V'hamayim lehem chayma," that the water was for them a wall. Avkan shvil here also that there was a path. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into the clouds. However, Hashem made from a path through within the clouds, just like they couldn't go into the water, but there was a path within the water. So too, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go into the Yael Ma'id. Now it says in the pasuk of Vayikra, similar to the pasuk we were quoting before, Vayikra al Moshe, there's a different pasuk that says Vayikra al Moshe v'idaber, that Hashem called to Moshe and he spoke to him. So the question is, Lama hiktim kri l'diber? Why was there a calling before he spoke to him? Why doesn't Hashem just talk to Moshe? He has to call him and then speak to him? So now the Gemara says, Lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah comes to teach you derech eretz, proper conduct. Shlo yayma adam davar l'chaver. A person should not tell something that he wants to tell his friend, Elam King Kareo, unless you call him. You have to call him first. Call him over and then tell him, don't just speak to somebody. So now the Gemara says, Mesiyel Reb Chanina, that supports Reb Chanina had said, Dam Reb Chanina, Layayib Ma'adam Davil Lachavir. A person should not tell something to his friend, Elam King Kareo, unless you call him first. Now it says over there in that pasuk, Lamar, saying. Now, what does that mean? Why does it say saying? He called to Moshe and he said that saying. So on that, Amar Reb, and the gears are changed from Musi to Manasseh. Amar Benasseh, who is Bar Berei de Reb Manasseh, who Mishmei de Reb Manasseh Rabbah, so we have Manasseh, that's the grandson who of Reb Manasseh, who's saying over in the name of the great Reb Manasseh, Minayin lo Omer Davar L'Chaveira. From where do you know that when someone says something to his friend, Shehu B'Bal Yomer, that it's confidential, that you're not allowed to say it, Ad Sheyomer Lo Yileich Omer, until he tells you, go ahead and say it. Which means that if someone tells you something, you don't have rights to say it over unless he actually gives you permission. Shnimlik says in the pasuk over there, "Vayedaber Hashem elov me'oil moed lamer," that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the oil moed, from the tent of meeting, saying. Now, there's two interpretations. Either it means to say that he had to tell him that lamer saying, in other words, to say this over. He spoke to him, but if he wouldn't have said lamer to say it over, he wasn't able to say it over. Or as Rashi says, that lamer is a contraction of loy omar, means you cannot say these words until you have rishus, until you have permission beforehand. And that's what Lamer is coming to teach you, Lo Amar, unless you have permission, you can't say over what someone is telling you. Now, the Gemara goes back to what was said in the previous daf on Gimel Beis, where we had this machlekes, where we start off the current daf, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Regarding where do we learn out the afresh of Karen Golem and Kippurim is learned from Sinai, as Rish Lakish said, or from the Miluim, as Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, he says, wait a second. If he's learning from Miluim, but then just like by Miluim, whatever is written regarding Miluim is mi'akiv, is necessary, and if it's not, it won't be valid. So too, you're learning up Yom Kippurim from there, should also be ma'akiv. And that's where the discussion went, to say that you see that it's not mi'akiv, because it says in the Lashon of the extra coin that they're separating, it says maskinin, not mafreshin, so obviously that the hafresh is not going to be mi'akiv. But either way, the Gemara tells us, Mechlal, but one thing we could infer, is that Tavayis Rilu, that obviously both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold, that Miluim Kol HaKosav Behen, that regarding the Miluim, which was the first day that Aaron HaKohen and the Kohanim had done the Avodah, on that Rish Chodesh Nisan, when they were inaugurating the Mishkan, that Ma'akev Behen, whatever was written regarding it, is Ma'akev, is necessary, and will withhold the effectiveness of what was happening, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it's not true, he just was trying to figure out a way to say that you will find the same Ma'akev by Yom Kippurim that's learned out from Miluim. That the Gemara says Didman, because as we learned, it happens to be a Machlaikis. It says Miluim, regarding the Avodah by the Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan Reb Chanina. There's a Machlaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Chanina. Chadamar, one says, and it was never said who it was that says which one, but one of them said, Kol HaKosav Behen Ma'akev, and whatever is written regarding them is Mi'akev. The Chadamar, and the other opinion says, no. Dava Ma'akev L'dayra is Ma'akev. Something that is Ma'akev, that withholds the effectiveness of what's being done for future generations. So that was Ma'akev similarly by the Miluim. She'ein Ma'akev L'dayus, ein Ma'akev Ben. Something that is not necessary, b'di'evit, in the future generations, although it was said to be done over here by the Miluim, it wasn't Ma'akev either here by the Miluim too. Now that is what the Gemara says, testayim, so we can prove, Rabbi Yechon Ehuda Amar Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Ben, that the opinion, from these two opinions, which it didn't say which one it is, it must be Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that whatever is written regarding the Miluim is Mi'akev. Midukamalei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that on the previous staff we quoted, Rish Lakish said Rabbi Yochanan, wait, Ima Miluim, if you're learning up the Hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol and Kippurim 7 days before, from the Hafrasha that Aaron HaKohen had 7 days before by the Miluim, but then just like we find by Miluim, that Kol HaKosav and Ma'akben, just like whatever is written regarding them is Ma'akev, and Veloika Mahadir Le Veloimhidi. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond to him anything by saying, that's not true. It's only what was Ladaris Ma'akev and not for the just that generation. So this time, from there, you could prove that when we quote this Machlaikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, and it doesn't say who is the author of which opinion, from here you could prove that it's Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that Kol HaKosav Behen Ma'akev, whatever was written regarding it, even what was not Ladaris, was Ma'akev by the Menorah.